So hey, it's Peter, and you are not listening to an episode of the Sideshow Garden Podcast. There's no jingle. There's no anything. I'm out the back garden. My back garden, that is. I'm talking to the tail end of my iPhone, which is where the Sideshow first started about 7 years ago. I'll get to why I decided to do this impromptu release in a little bit. But it's worth noting that when the Sideshow first started, there really only existed Gardener's Question Time, who I should add, I'm a big fan of. They do the best garden advice with the best range of guests that you could ever ask for. I think they're fantastic. But the Sideshow doesn't work in that way. I don't know, I tried to describe it to somebody before, and they told me that they listened to the interview with Andrew Fisher Tomlin. In that one, we end up talking about Shania Twain, Steps, and Britney Spears, and British supermarkets. I don't know how we got there, but it made me smile. I think it's probably fair to suggest that if I go back to when Peter was about six, I'm speaking in third person now, and I was trying to figure out what phototropism was, and my dad didn't know the answer, and I didn't obviously know that phototropism was the word. Plants lean towards the light, essentially. I knew they leaned towards light because of the light, but I just didn't know why. That why question all over again. And so now I guess I get to quench that a little bit. It's not a fanboy stardom, it's gentlemen and daydreams, or ladies and daydreams. A word mom would have rared us to hold in quite high regard. Somebody who you had respect for their work and respect for them as a gentleman or as a lady. And if I'm really honest with you, if you don't have that respect for that person, then those gardens don't mean anything. As I described it quite recently, it's very like falling in love. I know, we're heading there, aren't we? And when she curls her toes or wiggles her nose, you think, oh my God, this is the most amazing woman in the world. If I don't spend the rest of my life with her, I'm going to have itchy trousers. Life isn't worth living. And when it goes the opposite way, and it's a breakup, those things that she used to do, they irate you. They slightly get in your nerves. They don't endear you anymore. And the Sideshow is all of the things that are happiness and sunshine, and so it should be. The world has enough of all the other stuff it doesn't need anymore. I don't want to add to it. I don't watch much television. I don't read newspapers. And there you go. But the Sideshow is a hobby. Financially, statistically, on a piece of paper, it's a hobby. It doesn't make me money. It costs money. And some of you have tried very kindly to help. I tried the Patreon thing. I get why people want to monetize their podcast. It's not for me. I just can't. I can't do the thing. I can't do two things extremely well as an Irishman. One is taking compliments, and the other is asking you for money. And so I'm not naive. I wouldn't say that. I think I'm just not good at it. If you can, fair play to you. I congratulations. I really hope it all goes well. And so I guess to answer one question, if you want to do anything for the Sideshow, it's get Peter to do your garden, or book Peter to do a garden talk for you, or something along those lines. Not even the Sideshow t-shirts make money. I just thought it'd be good to have a Sideshow t-shirt, but in order to keep costs down, because it's expensive, even though they're really good quality, I said, well, I just won't take any dollars off. And so they're available, and that's good. Who would have ever thought? I would never have thought 7 years ago there'd be a Sideshow t-shirt available. I never even thought people would buy them. And then my good friend Anthony McGuinness, who unknowns to you, runs the sideshow website for me and makes it all tickety-boo. Is that even a real word? He's in Florence, wearing a sideshow t-shirt. It's amazing. Isn't that a nice compliment? So to this point, C.D. Stone, Howard, Giles, Catherine, they found out that I was going to Chelsea. And again, I was going to do another garden show off my own cost, out of my own pocket. And so they rang me and said, we like the cut of your jib. We want to give you a few bob. We want to make sure you're not out of pocket for doing this. And they did that. And I'm really grateful. I'm extremely grateful. I'm a bit surprised, bearing in mind that I can't ask for money. And they just rang me and said, we'd like to give you some. They're the closest I know to a very small leprechaun, but one that I like sitting beside on this occasion. They haven't asked for logos. They didn't ask for a new jingle. They didn't ask for anything. They just said, we want to make it possible. And so you're going to hear a few episodes on the horizon. I just kicked a bucket there. I didn't kick that bucket. I just kicked it. But you're going to hear the mentioned hitter ditter throughout. And I hope that's okay by you. And I had promised I'd have Giles anyway on, but that's not because he gave me money, which he did, very hard-earned shekels. But I said I'd have him on anyway. But that would be down the line, that's miles away. And so if you get a minute and you can't fit an invisible pint of Guinness into an envelope or cake or, I don't know, tickets to see Arsenal, hopefully, in brackets, close brackets, win a game, then send CED a stone. Send CED a stone? Send CED Stone a note. Give him a virtual high five. Tell him I said thanks. That means a lot. Because what they are going to do, really, is they're going to fuel the batteries and the microphone replacement that I need to get. And the calls of the cost, my apologies, of all of the Skype calls, which does cost a small army, but that's another day's work. They're going to feel that for a little bit. And I'm very grateful to you who listen to this, and I'm very grateful to Giles and Catherine and Howard, who decided they liked the cut of my jib, to quote my mum. It means a lot. It means a lot that you listen. And it means a lot that they did something to help out. Fingers crossed, there's a few others down the way. There's been some offers in. There's some talks. I can't call them negotiations. It's just a room full of nice people, like the scene from Drop Dead Fred with Rick Mayall. You know, the one where he's in the waiting room and all the imaginary friends meet up. Except all of these guys, ladies, gentlemen, are involved in the horticultural photosynthetic world. And I genuinely am. I'm really extremely grateful, humbled and honoured. And that at the end of it all, we shake hands and have a pint of Guinness or whatever that variation of is. Next episode will be out Wednesday or Thursday, depending on my work schedule, which is a bit contrary just at the minute. So, again, thanks for your patience. And in the meantime, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow, sideshow.com. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Take care and happy gardening. Bye.